I have to figure out if I'm an optimist or a pessimist. And I don't know anymore.
TGIF, it's Manson Mitchell with Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. A double shot of good conversation with great guests to jumpstart your weekend. Manson Mitchell, you're on the air.
Thank you, Eric Kramer. Thank you, Carrie Bradshaw. Hi, everybody. I'm Gary Manson.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
Together, we are Manson Mitchell in your ears for the hour if our luck holds up. And of course, we stay on the good side of bad boy Benny Mathers at the board. Benny, how are you today?
Doing awesome. Thank you very much for asking. And it's always a pleasure having you here and to hear you every Friday. That's for sure.
Well, we didn't have you, I don't know what we'd do.
Aww.
We'd be phoning it in for sure.
We'd be talking to ourselves, Gary.
That's
we do
okay.
It all the time.
Yeah. See, you can always win with that one.
Never so entertainingly as when we join you folks on air. I wanted to say something just to kick off the show because it actually folds into our topic of the day, which has to do with aspire higher, with the law of attraction and what that can mean in 2021. We lost one of the greats. It was either last night or this morning, but within the last 24 hours, Hammer and Hank Aaron passed away at the age of 86. He broke Babe Ruth's record for career home runs. He is one of the all-time greats in baseball at any level. And today he is being mourned but remembered very fondly. He also was a man who had to fight against racial prejudice because Hank Aaron, who was black, used to play in what was called the old Negro Leagues. And then when he came to the major leagues, just like Jackie Robinson, he got a lot of stuff for it. And he surmounted that even while he was perfecting his baseball skills with the bat and in the field. What an extraordinary man. And Benny, in my opinion, and I'm just laying it out there, I see Hank Aaron as the last legitimate holder, at least thus far, of the career home runs record. He hit home runs, not home roids.
Yes, I can't agree with you more. It's hard to debate that one if you are a modern fan. I mean, I guess, so to speak. I'm with you 100%. The other gentleman, who we will refer to as Asterix, I don't believe that one for one bit. But there's a lot of things to be said about baseball in the last, 50, 60 years that are kind of like so-called part of the game or not. So that's a debatable show, but I agree with you 100%. I'm going to miss Mr. Hammer and Hank.
The only thing I know about baseball is Tom Hanks said there's no crying in baseball.
Nice.
Yes, well, we can allow for some tears today. So farewell to one of the all-time greats,
yes.
Henry Aaron. He factors in, too, does Hank Aaron, because we're talking about achieving your best life, being the best you that you can be. Certainly he managed it very well. And not all of us, of course, are going to attain such heights and have to overcome incredible prejudice along the way. But some of that is in there. The elements of hardship are there, and they are challenges, but also opportunities. Therefore, we are blessed, and it's really fortuitous in a way, for our guest to join us today. Sterling Meyer is her name. And she has a breadth of knowledge and a depth of experience to share that people find inspiring. This is our first interview with Sterling Meyer. So I will go ahead
kind
and
kind of a get-to-know-you interview.
Well, that's how we refer to them, a get-to-know-you interview, yeah. And hopefully there will be other innings to be played. Let me say this about Sterling Meyer. She has gathered over 20 years of extraordinary experience in the fields of manifestation, life coaching, and psychology. She formally studied psychology, in fact. Between 1998 and 2003, Sterling Meyer studied advanced personal development in the area of existentialism and has intently studied the works of Dr. Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra, all the greats here. They have their own Hall of Fame. Paramahansa Yogananda, Bob Proctor, plus the religion of Buddhism, the teachings of Alan Watts, one of our favorites, and Neil Donald Walsh, among many, many others. She comes to our microphone well-prepared. Welcome, Sterling Meyer.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Gary, Suzanne, such a pleasure and privilege being here.
Well, we're delighted to have you. And I guess I might mention this to you very briefly. Suzanne wants to get in on this conversation, but I'll just mention to you that I met Neil Donald Walsh exactly one time. I was attending a Centers for Spiritual Living annual gathering in Long Beach, California. And after the festivities of the evening were over, a few of us were hanging around in the lounge. And some of the lady ministers thought it would be fun to get my buddy Steve and myself together and dress us up as women, because we were pretty much outnumbered and they thought we needed to fit in. So we had a little cross-dressing exercise right there in the bar of the hotel where we were staying. And when they had the earrings on me and the hat and the whole bit, the scarf, all of a sudden, who pokes his nose in but Neil Donald Walsh? And we just looked at him, and he looked at us, and all he said was, "Don't have too much fun." And then he went up to his room. So that was my encounter with him, and now we get to encounter you on a subject that fascinates billions of people, actually, by now, around the world. And yet there is a sense I have, Sterling, that this is a concept, this law of attraction or manifestation generally, that needs a boost. It needs a new appreciation so that it doesn't become so commonplace that it is easily ignored.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, really, fundamentally, it comes down to we're always manifesting in our lives. However, if we don't understand the manifestation process, we're not going to bring about the results or the experiences we truly desire on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. And why wouldn't we want to do that? Why should it be a hit or miss thing? Why should we have days that are good and, you know, random days that are good and lots of days that are bad when we don't have to? So if we're already doing it, doesn't it behoove us to master the manifestation process?
Well, mastering a process sounds wonderful to me. It also sounds like work, but not when you talk about it. I mean, people will belabor the point of manifestation, and I think that's part of the problem. They look at it as too much labor.
Yeah. Well, it is if you don't have a foolproof, airtight, step-by-step system. Yes, it can be laborious. I work with people that have been studying all of this on their own, through every medium they can for 20 years. And, you know, they still run up against unanswered questions or brick walls. They get disappointed, disillusioned, and they stop or they can't figure it out. And it can be very vague. You know, I often say it's kind of like if your intention was, this is just an analogy, but if your intention was to, you know, bake cakes, and you read this book, and it told you all kinds of cakes you could bake, and round ones and square ones and tall ones, and, you know, some of the ingredients that are involved. And, you know, they talk about cakes and cakes and cakes, and you feel like you really understand the world of cakes. But if you shut that book and you're not left with a recipe, I mean, it's a tough, tough call to try and figure out with this information how to actually create the ideal cake. So that's kind of where I stepped in, and that was the impetus for writing my book, is that there was nothing out there that gave people a real airtight, foolproof, step-by-step system so that they could manifest anything that they wanted and really master the manifestation process in 30 days. And it's really that powerful. It's really that fast-acting. And a lot of books out there don't really emphasize or tell you how to actually clear away the blocks from the past. And clearing away those blocks from the past is like having the keys to the kingdom of manifesting. In other words, all the debris is out. You're in this clear, clean space. It's almost like you're a child again, you know, with the wondrous world of possibilities that lay in front of you in this world. But you don't have any baggage. You don't have any disempowering stories or faulty beliefs to get in the way. And that's exactly what we do in part one, is clear all that away. Now you're actually free to create anything you want without doubt. And that's key. And then from there, you're able to create on a daily basis to bring into fruition that which you've laid out for your next 12 months. On a daily basis, and see, that's where the mastery comes in, is that you get to see how you created every single thing in your day. And what my clients love is that when they review it and they create their most ideal day, they play big. They review it at the end of the day and they're like, oh my gosh, 90%, 100% of everything I said would happen, happened. It's like having a magic wand. And they're able to see how they actually created everything. And that's that mastery. That's where you really understand. And then from there, it's like you've gathered the evidence, you've got the knowledge, and the sky's the limit. You play bigger and bigger, but it's a big factor in the mastery of the manifestation process.
When you first were putting together your system of manifesting in 30 days, what was it that you started with? What was the trigger for you that said, I can put this together in a way people will understand it? Like, what was the first hurdle you had to overcome in getting that going?
Well, to answer that question, I had been studying all of these, really how to have an extraordinary life. Since I was 13, I started with Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. But it ended in tears. It ended in tears because I was like, these stories sound great. I don't know how to do this for myself. And like, please, why don't I understand this? So I continued to study and study and study. So what was the turning point that had me really want to figure as was an extraordinary experience that I had. So I had, in a nutshell, out of the blue, out of thin air, I manifested Gary Oldman at my little apartment, 20 plus years ago. And he's standing there going, I don't even do this. I don't know why I'm here, but I was compelled to come here. And I don't even, my manager didn't want me to come here. And I can't even believe I'm here. So we had a great afternoon talking about the art of acting. And I had gone to the high school of performing arts, so I spent many years as an actor. And after that, I said, okay, there was something, there was a recipe, there was components that had to come together to create this extraordinary event that just goes beyond your wild imaginings, that dumbfounded even Gary Oldman. And I go, there is power here. We possess this incredible power. Now, if I could just figure out how I manifested that, oh boy, I could do this consistently and not randomly. So I studied it from there while it was kind of fresh, if you will, and I sketched my beginning, the early stages of the AOM system, and I worked it from there, and that's where I refined it and honed it. So I put these elements together, if you will, and experimented with them. And it took, because I'm a healthy skeptic, so I like to test things and test things and test things. So it took me 5 years to really be satisfied with having created that system. But I didn't stop there. I got a blind test group of about 15 people, and I had them apply it to their lives for a year to see what would happen. And it was extraordinary. At the end of that year, everybody's like, oh my gosh, 100%, 95% of everything I wanted to happen in this year actually happened. And one of the things that I did is I said, play big. So if you read these people's intentions, you'd be like, that sounds like a lifetime of achievements, or that sounds like way too big or out there. But all of it came into fruition. And then it was like, okay, look at the consistency here. I was the guinea pig, they were the guinea pigs, And from there on, I continued to share it with people, and the results have been extraordinary. And 100%, I always do feedback with my clients. I'm always curious to hear, is there, healthy skeptic, is there anything missing? What would you rate this system from a scale of 1 to 10? And I always get a 10. Sometimes I get an 11 and a 13, which is really a compliment. So on a scale of 1 to 10, everybody is giving it a 10 plus. It's amazing.
For a couple of things, Sterling, and we're going to unpack that over the balance of this hour, because what you offer does have the capacity to change lives. And I guess we don't like to bring people on who, unless they have something to say about controversial subjects, we wouldn't ask you here if we didn't believe that you have the capacity to do exactly that, to give people a new lease on life. And you mentioned someone who is one of my heroes going back to the age of 15 when I discovered Psycho-Cybernetics. It's considered a classic in its field. Back then they called it self-image psychology. And Dr. Maxwell Maltz, who was a plastic surgeon, a cosmetic surgeon, there found that there were people that came to him, and can you imagine the ethics on this guy? There were people who came to him fully prepared and able to afford plastic surgery, whom he determined didn't need it. They needed an emotional facelift. And he turned down more than one patient after convincing them that there wasn't anything that didn't need healing that wasn't on the inside moving its way out. So that you wear your mood, you wear your lack of self-confidence, your poor opinion of yourself on your face. And his techniques are as valuable today as they ever were. The references in the book Psycho-Cybernetics are outdated. There are people mentioned, there are things he did for so-and-so celebrities back in the day, and you go, who in the world is that? Well, they were somebody back then, but the principles work for about anyone. So thank you for bringing, throw some love at Dr. Maltz there. That's wonderful. M-A-L-T-Z, if you want to look him up, ladies and gentlemen. Maxwell Maltz, I recommend Psycho-Cybernetics very, very enthusiastically. And here we have Sterling Meyer, who is a descendant in the field of getting people to see their lives, to see their personality and their essential self in a radically different way. Why radical? Because sometimes it is necessary and it is always useful. The other thing I wanted to mention to you, Sterling, and I'd love to get your reaction here. I look at Gary Oldman and I go, how in the world? And maybe you had something to do with this. Maybe you need to take a bow. Great actor that he is. I mean, he goes from a character, as I recall, in the Harry Potter series, right? Wasn't he the prisoner of Azkaban there? And he's a rough looking dude, but with a nobility and a sense of purpose. And he essentially gave his life defending Harry Potter. So there's all of that. And then he is transformed into no less a personage than Winston Churchill. I remember at the Oscars watching him in a role that they ran a clip, of course, of him as Winston Churchill. And I think I said it to Suzanne, that is the transformation of a human being. It was just amazing. Weren't you just wowed by that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, his work is phenomenal. And it's really extraordinary and always resonated with me, for sure. Yes.
And when I think about him, see, this is what a change of mind can do and what it means to aspire higher. And I don't mean to sound like too much of a cheerleader. I mean, Sterling Meyer explains it a lot better than I can. But when I see people who have achieved great things in their life from humble beginnings, or maybe the odds were against them, maybe they had to labor against some form of prejudice, it always amazes me that they see the greater self within mm-hmm. themselves. They see mm-hmm. the bigger me. And they achieve that through pluck, hard work, absolutely. But if you don't get the image, if you don't have that vision, then you don't have mm-hmm. a target and thus nothing to pursue. Am I right, Sterling?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, I had Harlan Williams, the actor, the comedian, the producer, the director, the Disney film creator and star of Rocket Man, along with Puppy Pals. I mean, what has this guy not done? Artist, musician. Okay, so he was on, the show talking about how he was able to be so successful, not just in one career, but like in a multiple, every career he's ever pursued, he's been extraordinarily successful in. And he really talked about and emphasized the vision that he held. So if we want to boil down some really key fundamental elements about manifesting, A, have a clear vision. B, when there are circumstances or situations that are out of alignment to support bringing about your vision, giving it no meaning, knowing it has not a concluding say in the matter. He spoke about this. I talk about this in the book. That's very important because we want to remain unstoppable. And we have to understand that circumstances and situations are fluid and they may be over there not supporting in alignment directly in front of you, supporting your vision. They could be out of alignment. However, they're fluid and they can shift or move to support you or they'll disappear. One of two things are going to happen. We have to understand that. We got to know that. And we also need to be complete with our past. Those self-limiting beliefs and those blocks that we actually created that are illusions that can be recreated. We need to handle that. And the other thing that's really important is establishing who we're going to be. Because there's a chapter in my book, I talk about the importance of being. So who you're going to be is going to inform the action you take. And that action is going to produce a result. So even if you're being unmotivated, so the action you take is laying in bed, the result is going to be, well, just that. Nothing, really, right? So no matter what, who we're being is going to lay down the path in terms of how we feel and what action we take and what then becomes manifested from that. Everything needs to be in alignment. And it's actually quite simple. We're the ones that complicate life. Life's not complicated. It's very simple. But the manifestation process is only four steps. Number one, it's an idea. Then there's an emotional reaction to that idea. And if it supports it, then there'll be an opening for certain action to take. And then the fourth step is the actual materialization on the physical plane of that which was the original thought, the mirroring of the original thought. So it's that simple. And people might think, wow, if it's that, just four steps, you know. But something generally goes derailed somewhere between the emotional reaction to the thought or the taking of action. We might go, oh my gosh, yes, I would love to be in an incredible romantic relationship. This would be great. I could share my life with somebody and my experiences. The emotional reaction is inspiration, excitement. But then you might go, oh, well, how do I just pluck somebody out from out of there? I mean, what action do I take? Where do I go? I mean, I don't know where to go. Or they might think, oh, there's too many options. I don't even know where to start. What do? Join a chat group? Do I do a group this? Or do I do a dating site? Or do I talk to friends? What do? I get overwhelmed by, you know. So there's something that generally goes south somewhere between the emotional reaction or the action taken, you know. And just to back up, you know, the emotional reaction could be like, oh, who's going to love me? I mean, we get stopped because there's no emotional reaction to support it. So that's where something goes awry. However, you know, with the system, we bypass all of that. Everything's built in. So you don't actually fall into those pitfalls or you don't get into those traps that stop you. That's why it's like, just follow this step by step. Don't even think about anything. Don't overthink this. Don't think about it. I've got everything mapped out for what it is that you need to do from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep to help you stay on track. And there's no question about it. There's no confusion. So you just do that. Everything will just show up and fall into your lap. And that takes a lot off the shoulders of, you know, my clients. It makes it so easy. They don't even, there's nothing to think about, nothing to figure out. Just do this and it'll all be there. And it's so fast acting. It starts literally working the minute you start working it. That's one of the quotes on the book that Dee Wallace gave. She's, you know, everybody knows Dee Wallace is the mother of E.T. and the star of Cujo and many, many other movies and television shows. The list is endless. She's actually filming two movies right now and writing a book. She's the author of multiple books. She's been studying conscious creation for 30 years and been sharing it with the world for many decades. So one of the things that she mentions is it starts working as soon as you start working the system, which is really important because we live in this instant gratification. We're so impatient. We want things right away, straight away. And good news is this delivers that straight away. The minute you start working it, all of a sudden freedom, peace, and ease and inspiration shows up where there was once confusion, doubt, disillusion, etc.
I am sitting here thinking about there's so much you have to offer and so much that you say. Let me give the name of the book. I think that would be a professional courtesy. There are so many questions swirling in my head. I'm going to have to slow down. But let me slow down enough to give our listeners the title of this book, The AOM System, Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. I'm going to repeat that. The AOM system, Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. And we're talking with the author, Sterling Meyer, M-I-R-E. She mentioned Dee Wallace right there at the top of the book. Here's a quote from Dee Wallace, who's been a guest on our show several times. The AOM system delivers results as soon as you begin working it. And before we go to break here in a couple of minutes, Sterling, I wanted to ask you, don't you find yourself at this point in your life with all that you've achieved, all that you've experienced, aren't you living proof that any system or no system at all can't do a thing for you if you don't make the decision to start working it?
Yes, that's actually a really good point, because people often ask me, well, am I a good fit, or would this work for me, or this and that? And I said, there are actually two prerequisites for doing this program. Number one, that you're ready for positive changes, that you're ready to let go of that which is not working. And the second thing, human being. Are you a human being? Great. So it's really only those two things.
The book, again, and we're going to keep saying this because we think you should go buy it. It's a wonderful book that can change your life. And yes, if I sound like the guy in the Time Life ads, oh well, the fact is people are out there, the good people, the authors, the responsible people, the reputable people, and you have the hucksters. You're the consumer. You get to decide what you're going to allow in your mind and on your bookshelf. So keep in mind the AOM system, Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. And as we get ready to go to break, you know, you can do it. And Maxwell Maltz himself, who's a hero of mine and was very helpful in shaping Sterling Meyer's mentality, you can make change, even durable change, in 21 days.
Three weeks.
People lose a remarkable amount of weights without impairing their health, or make a doggone good start in 3 weeks. You can start to overcome something as difficult as smoking cessation or overcoming your insomnia in 21 days. So what if you give it 30 days? Take it easy. Give yourself a month, a full month, to work this system, and you will find things starting with your mindset starting to change. You take a new look at life and a new look at yourself, and all of a sudden, where did all these good things come from? How is this happening? And it turned out not to be by the sweat of my brow. It turned out to be due to a change in my thinking. Change your thinking, change your life. We will get back to Sterling Meyer after this short break. We are Manson Mitchell, and you are attuned to the place where all of this happens, in your mind first. That's AM 1150. We'll be right back.
Staying connected with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell is easy. Just go to mansonmitchell.com for the latest info on topics and guests. Friend Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on their Facebook pages and like the Mance and Mitchell show page at facebook.com/Mance and Mitchell. If you're on Twitter, share a follow with Gary and Suzanne at Mance Mitchell. Join Gary and Suzanne Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for an unusual show that covers everything from personal growth to the paranormal.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
The home of the A-Team of Alternative Talk is manceandmitchell.com. Heard right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM or streaming live from your computer anywhere.
Terry Loving wants to help you with your online marketing challenges right now. She has several courses she is giving away to help you get your business working for you online. Yes, giving away. WordPress websites are her specialty, yet her technical skills go way beyond that. Check out her blog at terryloving.com or email her directly at terry@terryloving.com. That's terry@terryloving.com.
More and more these days, it feels like sports are losing out to hype. Who dissed who? Who signed the fattest contract? Who got busted for cheating? Lost 2 is the unique capacity sports have to inspire us, to unite us. Well, great news, sports fans. Sports are still being played for the right reasons. They're still as entertaining as they are character building. You just have to know where to find it. And you only have to look as far as your local Washington High School. You know, the place where the games are exciting, concessions are affordable, and the parking is free. where the emphasis is on hustle and heart instead of hype. If you prefer real, honest-to-goodness sport played for all the right reasons, you'll find it at your hometown high school. High school sports. Games are being played this weekend at a Washington high school near you. Okay, everybody, who's in?
This message presented by the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association and the Washington State Secondary Athletic Administrators Association.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomes Sterling Meyer with a formula for manifesting in 30 days using a step-by-step approach that really works.
On Saturday, Shepard Siegel returns with more examples of how societies make progress using disruptive play.
Bringing you fascinating talk 1 hour at a time since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Welcome back to Manson Mitchell and our guest this hour, Sterling Meyer. Sterling, if people want to get your book or connect with you, what is your website and tell our listeners how they can do that?
Absolutely. My website is getyourlifenow.com. The book, AOM System, The AOM System Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days, is available on Amazon worldwide, Kindle version as well, and now available on Barnes & Noble. So it's actually, you know, it's branching out. We're setting up a lot of different platforms to be able to receive this book, and even some physical bookstores. We need to give it a new term. It's like you say bookstores and you might think, oh, online bookstore. But yeah, some literal bookstores, we're getting them in there as well. So but for now, easy access, 2-day delivery, Amazon, and you have Barnes and Nobles too.
Very good. Thank you. Gary, you were talking about before the break, getting to know Sterling a little bit better and her background. I was interested in the fact that you were originally from the Texas area and somehow you got from Texas to Los Angeles. So what were some of the steps that were involved with that, Sterling?
You know what? It was kind of simple, to be honest with you. nothing too far out there. So I went to a high school of performing arts. It's like FAME. You had to audition for it and be accepted. And I studied art there. I studied drama. And I believe that the reason why, even though prior I had been studying, you know, at 13, psychocybernetics and things like that, but I think what drew me to acting was that I felt like it was a path to learning about oneself and creating experiences. That's what I loved about it. You got to create this quote-unquote imaginary experience. However, it's not really imaginary because you're actually living something, you know, because I studied with the method. It's all about, like, having a real experience. But the beauty of it was that, like, you got to walk away. After it was done, you didn't have any of the consequences of whatever experiences you had as an actor. So that was kind of nice. You could walk away, and it didn't have to be a part of your reality. But yet it was like having a real experience. So I think that was really part of my journey. And of having my original intention when I was 5 years old, I've got this great big world out in front of me. I want to live the most extraordinary life that I can. So I always looked up to people who were fully realized, who were fully flourishing in their purpose. And they were always like great inspirations to me because I wanted to live this extraordinary life. So part of that, having an extraordinary life, is about having extraordinary experiences. And I think that's what drew me to acting. And then from there, I built up enough of a career in Dallas that I transplanted myself to Los Angeles to expand this career. And it was there that I got discovered by a major label and was asked if I could do music as a singer-songwriter. So I jumped on that opportunity because I grew up with musicians and I understood the musical world, and my grandfather wrote Accentuate the Positive and sold it to Johnny Mercer in the, you know, way back when, I think in the 40s, for $500. So, I mean, there was just music all around me, and so it was second nature. And that's what put me on the musical path, which I really, really loved, because then I could create messages that helped people, enlighten people. You know, that's why I love the works of John Lennon so much and things like that. People like that, because I wanted to put out messages out there that would get people to think and lead them to a level of transformation in their own life. And then when I took a break from touring Europe, that's when, and I had already created this system, by the way, and was using it to fulfill on my own dreams. And I did, to complete satisfaction. But I was taking a break from touring Europe, and that's really how this career got created. I had no intention of sharing the system with the public. But I started, because I had a break, started helping friends, and it caught on like wildfire. Their lives took off. Everybody wanted to know what their secret was, this and that. And next thing you know, literally overnight, I had people wanting to work with me. And thank goodness I already had an office that I was renting, so I had a place to see people immediately, and it just took off from there, and I've never looked back. I love it. I'm super clear now why I did what I did before. All of that was groundwork for leading me to doing what I do by transforming and helping people transform their lives. So it makes perfect sense as to why that journey was as it was, and now I feel like I'm really flourishing in my purpose, and it's more of a direct route for transforming people's lives and living an extraordinary life myself, showing people how to do that, than even acting or music was. So I couldn't be happier with where I'm at now. So that was a long-winded answer to your question.
That's okay. Yeah, and I'm curious, if you had not developed the system, And I see that that is a trajectory that you were meant to do. Do you think you would have stayed with music or gone back to acting?
You know what? I think that those art forms were a platform for me to learn, and it was woodshedding.
Yes.
So I don't think I could go back, because I think it served its purpose and brought me to where I am now. And it's like, how do you really walk backwards? It's only forward.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree.
Our guest is Sterling Meyer. Her last name is spelled M-I-R-E. And we are here this hour for the express purpose of promoting the sale of her book. And her book is called The AOM System, Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. I like to say that stories are what drive talk radio. And here's the thing, our newly inaugurated president would say, here's the deal. You work the system, you get results, and those results become a new part of your life story. They become part of your biography. I happen to love to see positive changes in people. And Sterling, I'll tell you, I have had encounters. This goes back to, I've been with Suzanne, this is our 20th year together, and not just on the air. But when I look back to the time when I was searching, right? I wanted a mate, and I got into the dating game. This is back in the late 90s. And what I can tell you is that I had a knack. I don't know why I was a magnet for this stuff. Maybe it was because of the church I belonged to, which was very progressive, very metaphysical, and did me far more good than I could have imagined when I walked through their doors the first time. It was an incredible experience in many ways. And along the way, I would meet this or that lady with whom I would go out on a couple of dates. We started, you know, you have a cup of coffee that leads to lunch, that leads to dinner, maybe you take in a movie. But at some point, and usually within the first 3 or 4 dates, they bring up, and I don't know why it was this at that time, it just was, but they would bring up this wonderful program that changed their life, and it's incredible. It's like what we're experiencing at church, but on steroids, and it's called the Landmark Forum. Now, I do not know and cannot comment upon the merits of the Landmark Forum because I didn't take the program, and that's why I'm sharing this story. What I discovered, Sterling, is that these women were very interested in recruiting me into the Landmark Forum experience, the phenomenon, And I was hoping to find out who they were intrinsically. If the Landmark Forum does it for you, great, fantastic, good for you. Who has that turned you into? Share of yourself with me is what I would say to them as nicely as I could, because I'm not going to sign up for your forum and then there's a class beyond that and a group. You know how it goes. Tell me who you are. Show me who you are. That's what I want to know. And then maybe I want to attach myself to your story and vice versa. Does that make any sense to you when it comes to programs, systems, and people rallying around a cause?
Well, of course. I mean, it's really important. You know, when I do complimentary consultations with potential clients, one of the things I tell them is that my business is very transparent and my clients love this work so much. I don't even ask them. They literally offer their name and phone number to anybody that's interested in this program. That's that transparent. When you go to the website, you read the testimonials, you can tell the people in those pictures are real people. You can trace back where these reviews came from. They're not manufactured. This is not Shutterstock. I didn't make something up. These are real legitimate Yelp and Google reviews is where they were pulled from. The pictures are the clients. You can see them sitting in my office. They're holding my booklet, things like that. I think it's very important to run a transparent business and to be able to stand behind your work 100%. And a lot of that is lacking in today's businesses and services that are out there. But I think it's really important. So people really need to feel comfortable and well-informed about their choices. My job is to make sure you understand what's being presented to you and you're crystal clear and it's been interpreted as intended. And then your job is to choose. And that's it. There's two, you know, and a lot of people don't understand those distinctions, but that's really how it works if you want to leave people empowered. So that's how I work, and that's the options that they have. And talking to my previous and current clients is awesome. And I'm just thrilled that they love it so much that they offer their names and numbers. I'm just so touched by that. But that's how much they love it, and also how much they understand how somebody might be confused as to, well, what can I really expect from this, and should I really do it, and this and that, and is it right for me, and da, 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 and all the questions that people have. And a lot of times people come to me when they're in a breakdown, so they're not feeling real secure in life, and it's important for them to feel secure and informed about the decisions that they make. Does that kind of answer your question, Gary?
Well, it does, and very elegantly. It makes me curious to know if there are one or two success stories that you would like to share where you can say, this lady or this gentleman came to me with such and such a problem, and here's how we went at it based on the AOM system. And by the way, maybe I'm missing something here, but that's an acronym for what?
The Art of Manifestation.
Art of Manifestation. Okay, I keep looking at the book. I'm dazzled by the book cover. It's pretty beautiful. So now I know. So when they apply the Art of Manifestation, a 30-day system by intention, what sorts of reports do you get on their progress?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I don't even know where to start, but I will start with the first thing that comes to mind along with the 20 others. But anyways, the stories are so phenomenal. I'm wowed. I'm so wowed at each and every time, but I'm not surprised, okay? So because the results are consistent with all my clients. I had a client come to me. He was an aspiring producer, screenwriter, and he could not get a meeting for 2 solid years, not even with the janitor of a production company. He was just dead in the water, and he just didn't know what to do, and he was about to give up on his dreams. He came to me, kid you not, within 1 month, he had a deal with Disney and DreamWorks and Netflix. The next month, he had a deal with Lionsgate, another one with Netflix, and he was on the cover of Variety magazine.
Well, that's results for you. Well, that's what I'm talking about when people have those things that are, they become part of their life story because they were willing to give something a chance. Otherwise, and, you know, let me ask this. I'd rather put it as a question to you, Sterling. if they don't work some sort of plan, if they don't have a clear target, if they don't work systematically, I mean, your book is the AOM system. If they don't do that, what is the default position? What's the default setting if people do not do as you advise?
Well, we just go around and around in circles. We just keep producing the same results or more undesirable results. We just don't really make any progress. And eventually people just become resigned in life. And they go, well, that's just the way it is. I got what I got, and that's it, you know. And they live unsatisfied, you know. They are uncomfortable. They create a level of their existence is of dis-ease, which then becomes and translates and becomes manifested in the body as disease, you know. So, I mean, this is what happens. You know, going back to my client that I just shared the story about, it wasn't just that. See, when it comes to the AOM system, or when I work with my clients and I do group sessions and I work one-on-one, I also have a video series, the book, everything. There's every modality for every kind of person. But it's not just achieving those goals with career. We're talking about having extraordinary results simultaneously in all areas of our lives. We've got health. We've got all kinds of relationships. We've got career, we got finances and money and jobs, and we have travel, adventures, hobbies. We've got a host of different areas of our lives and categories of our lives that make up our lives. And so we transform. So all areas of one's life is unrecognizable within 30 days. And the reason why it's 30 days is because it gives you a great place to stop after 30 days and kind of reflect and look at what had happened in those 30 days. And because in the book, you're able to document all of your results and everything that's different. And it's important to be able to document that so you can always reflect upon it as you continue to grow and break glass ceilings and break into higher levels of breakthroughs in your life. And then you can then go and start another 30 days. And then you can, again, document that, which is a great way to be able to reflect on your journey. But his life really transformed in all areas. He started playing guitar, and he always wanted to, but he couldn't figure out what was stopping him. He started hosting, like, parties and events. He always wanted to do that at his house and have his friends and his family there, but it just wasn't happening for some reason for him. So he got to fulfill on all these things. And also his father was passing away, and he got to be so complete with his father's passing that he only felt love and acceptance when his dad passed away instead of grief and regret. And he felt very empowered and very whole and complete with the process and very healed with it. So in every area, he also started dating an incredible woman. That just took off. He couldn't believe how exactly she was, exactly what he created. It was just like deja vu. I had another client recently who completed with me, and he's not only met the woman of his dreams, but his career is taking off. His health has never been better. He started learning to play the drums. And he said, I don't know why, but I'm learning super fast. And I go, I know why, because you're remembering that you already know this. You're tapping into your all-knowing self. You really do possess all this understanding and knowledge, and now you're tapping into it. And that's why you're able to do it so quick, as if you already know how to do it, because you do. And then the other thing, too, is that he has a relationship with his mother. I mean, they're close. They see each other frequently and everything, but there was a lot of tension there. There was a lot of discomfort. And she always was kind of picking on him and very kind of nagging and this and that. He said, oh, my God, ever since I started doing the system, she's acknowledging me and praising me and showering me with love. And she's so wonderful. And, you know, it's incredible. And then on top of it, he said she lost her suicidal tendencies. And he said, ever since she divorced my father decades ago, all she ever talked about was wanting to die and commit suicide. Now she says, all I want to do is live, and I'm so happy. He goes, how is that? And I said, it's because you are that powerful. We are all that powerful. And I've seen it time and time again with my clients. we transform our lives and we transform the lives of others. A lot of times people come to me and they say, can I, you know, manifest for my husband or my son or my daughter or this and that? And I go, yes and no. In other words, you can't crawl into their brain and start living their life for them. However, you transforming yourself actually transforms them. And they're going to be doing and saying things that you always wished for them. And it's going to come about. They're going to tap into it all on their own. But your energy is that powerful. So you can call it impressionable or influenceable, whatever you want to call it. But it does impact people that much. And it's very easy to see, too. You go, you're bummed out. You go see a comedy show. You come out. You're laughing. You feel good. Life feels balanced. You know, that person's energy and their comedy transformed you. So we are really powerful, and that's something that I think people really want to keep in mind of, because a lot of, you know, we've been dealing with the COVID challenges and the political challenges and things like that. However, my answer to that is stop trying to change the outer world, change the inner world, and without doing or saying anything, things start to shift around you. Your immediate world transforms. That has a ripple effect. And it continues on and on before you even do or say anything. It's incredible.
Yes, it is incredible, particularly if you stick with it. If you're not getting results, don't quit right away. That's what I found. I mean, you can give anything 30 days unless you're, you know, being subjected to medieval torture or something. Nobody wants that for 30 seconds. Maybe the masochists do. I don't know. But if you're going to put 30 days into something, put it into yourself. Put it in your own growth. See if your transactions, your relationships go better. That's the way I look at what you're talking about, Sterling. The AOM system. We've got a couple of minutes left. I just wanted to ask you, because you really piqued my curiosity. Was it your father that sold Accentuate the Positive to Johnny Mercer for $500?
Yeah, my grandfather. He told me that story right before he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Your grandfather. Now, Suzanne and I have toured Savannah, Georgia.
We've been to the Mercer House.
To the Mercer House. There's a statue of him. So he is a man of eminence in the entertainment, the pop music world of his day, and even beyond. The song's still around, still being covered by people like Paul McCartney. What I'm curious to know, Sterling, is did your grandfather, he told you this at the end of his life, did he give you any indication that he had reconsidered the relative value of that transaction, selling a song of that magnitude, of that potential, for $500? Back when $500 was $500, I realize, but did he put it into perspective for you?
No, not really. He was just telling me the story about when he was living in Los Angeles, kind of around the Silver Lake area, East Los Angeles. And how, you know, that just happened. But, you know, when you think about it, if you take yourself, if you were him back then, it was just sort of not a big deal because it hadn't become popular yet. You know, it was just, you wrote a ditty, somebody liked it, they gave you $500, and $500 will take you a long way, and you're just kind of, okay, great, thank you very much. So you don't realize that you're selling this all-time classic at the time, you see. So
that's true.
That's the way it works, isn't it, you know?
Yeah. So it's really sort of casual, if you will. And, you know, looking back, it's kind of awesome. But at the time, it was just, it was like anything else, I guess. You know, it's just what you do back then. It's like selling a car and, you know, well, I need the money. Here's a great car. Take it, you know.
Yes. Sterling Meyer, we are so happy to have made your acquaintance. Once again, your wonderful book is called The AOM for Art of Manifestation. The AOM System, Manifestation Mastery in 30 Days. Give it a read, give it a month, and you might effect some wonderful changes in your life. Sterling, I want to say publicly thanks so much to Harlan Bowl, publicist extraordinaire, for making you available today. Thanks so much, and I hope we speak again.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Again, it was a pleasure and privilege being here with you, Gary and Suzanne. And I really want to thank you, and I want to wish you a magical, miraculous rest of your day.
Thank you. Stay tuned for Christine Upchurch show.
Followed Church of Up.
The Susan Harmon Experience, and then American Road Trip Talk with host Gary Mance.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everyone.